非常的感恩啊！今天我们有请到讲员 Tillis 来自吉尔吉斯斯坦，那他会尝试讲短一点。I'm so thankful. Thank you so much for the considerations. 好，go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to say thank you for inviting.
首先我非常的感恩能够邀请我来到大家当中分享。
Yes, my name is Tillis, and I have family. I have wife and 5 children.
大家好，我叫 Tillis. 我有一个家庭，然后一个太太，五个小孩。
And as my friend, he shared about me that I'm living in Kyrgyzstan in mountain area.
Are you talking about Pastor Fred or?
No, I'm talking about where I am from.
Yeah, 那个亚文，我来翻译好了，不好意思，我改一下行程。那个他 Tillis, I can do the translation for you. Tillis 说他一直在吉尔吉斯的山区那里在做那个蛮族训练。Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And brothers and sisters, so thank you that we are staying with like one arm together.
弟兄姐妹，我们非常的感恩，我们都在神的保护之下，我们互为肢体。
This is very important because God is leading His church on the earth.
这是非常重要的，因为神是要领导要住他的教会在全世界各地。
One special thing that I want to share that in Kyrgyzstan, God created Kyrgyz people and He put the special His character in Kyrgyz nation.
在这里我要分享是特别神怎么样在吉尔吉斯人身上一个特别的一个计划。那我要在这里跟大家分享。
And then God, He wants to take all the Kyrgyz people for Him.
神特别看重了吉尔吉斯人，让在吉尔吉斯人完成神在他身上一个美好的一个旨意。
You know, God, He don't want to Kyrgyz people that they will follow another God.
他们不希望吉尔吉斯人呢去拜其他的假神。
We have to came back, and in Kyrgyzstan, this is a special time right now.
我们必须要再次在吉尔吉斯，在这个时候要回到独一无二的真神。
As I am seeing, the Kyrgyzstan is the center of the Asia.
大家都知道吉尔吉斯是中亚的中心。
And then in Kyrgyzstan is more open country than in other countries around us.
在中亚其他的国家只有中亚是最平坦的一个地方。
More open country for other foreigners and also very strategic country.
也是一个中亚最欢迎外国人，是一个非常特别的一个中亚的一个国家。
Because God is preparing Kyrgyzstan and He wants to work through Kyrgyzstan to other sons around us, to other countries. He wants to influence to them.
因为神要使用吉尔吉斯这个国家成为其他斯坦五个小国的一个的预备所以神要使用吉尔吉斯来翻转其他五个中亚的国家。
So the church in Kyrgyzstan is only about 30 years old.
所以在过去教会在吉尔吉斯的历史也不过30年左右。
So even then, we have some missionaries that we are sending them out to the another Turkish language people groups.
所以即使三十年的历史，但是我们已经有吉尔吉斯人被送到其他中亚其他的国家在做宣教。
And you know, when I'm thinking and praying about Kyrgyzstan, I'm seeing that we really, really need a strong army. We need more people to Kyrgyzstan.
所以当我们在为吉尔吉斯祷告的时候，我们就求神帮我们预备更多的军人，更多的耶和华的军队能够送出去。
And that we are seeing right now that the Kyrgyzstan,If people want to come to Kyrgyzstan and have ministry and open the churches here, you know, and working with the locals and prepare them, train them and send them out, it will be wonderful. And I'm sure this is God's will.
所以我们觉得最好的符合神的美意的最讨神喜悦的就是大家能够在来到中亚吉尔吉斯这个地方跟着当地教会当地的宣教士一起合作配搭这样的一个军队给训练好送到其他的中亚的国家。
So in Kyrgyzstan, Kyrgyzstan is a Muslim country.
虽然在吉尔吉斯到现在还是一个穆斯林的国家。
It's about 80% Muslim.
大概有80% 百分比的穆斯林。
But you know, we have a strong faith. Even we have a small church, we have a strong faith, and we have each city, we have a churches there.
虽然我们的人数很少，但是我们很强的。信心虽然我们教会年龄不是那么长，但是我们目前到在吉尔吉斯的每一个城市都有我们的教会。
And you know, we made it another step. Another step is we want to build a church in every village.
下一步我们是一个很大的一步，我们要在每一个乡村建立吉尔吉斯人的教会。
And we want to reach another Muslim countries.
而且我们要开始往其他的穆斯林的国家去传福音给他们。
Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you.
弟兄姐妹啊，我要在这里鼓励大家。
When you are praying to the living God, and He is hearing us.And he will do that what we will ask from him.
当我们在祷告的时候，我们是向永生神在祷告求神能够医治，求神能够垂听来帮助我们。
We are churches in Kyrgyzstan. We believe you and we trust you, and we will and we trust to your.So your prayers for our Father.
我们虽然是在吉尔吉斯的教会，但是我们深深的相信，我们也信任你们为我们在神面前的祷告。
Even it's far, other side of the ocean, but we are praying to the only one God, then He will do that what we will ask for Him.
虽然你们是在遥远的海的另外一边，但是我们永在的神无所不知无所不在的神也垂听我们在这里一起同心合意的祷告。
First prayer needs, brothers and sisters, as in Matthew, it says, you know, Jesus saying that you have to ask Father that He will send workers.
第一个代祷的要求的项目就是根据马太福音那里所说的，我们要打发工人来跟庄稼的主来求主打发工人到这个地方。
The second prayer needs is remember when Jesus he was going to the Samaritan people before that. He was saying that to his disciples, the disciples, before he sent his disciples, he said, please wait for the Holy Spirit.
第二个就是当耶稣基督复活后，他告诉家的门徒说要等候圣灵的降临，说我们深深的需要圣灵的大能。
Yeah, when the Holy Spirit came down as a fire and also as a wind, it's not, the Holy Spirit is not just fill up the disciples, but he was filling whole area around us.
当圣灵降临的时候，不只是门徒被充满，整个城市、整个区域都要被翻转。
And Holy Spirit is start to change and prepare people's heart to hear the good news.
当圣灵在当中的时候，就会改变人心，预备人心，准备迎接大复兴。
Please strongly pray for the Holy Spirit that Holy Spirit will give us strength and also prepare people's heart because without Holy Spirit, we cannot change Muslim's heart.
如果没有圣灵的大能，我们真的没有办法改变人心，只有神可以改变人心。
And the third prayer need.
第三个代祷事项。
Please pray for the local workers.
请为当地的工人来祷告。
And don't be afraid to go out.
不要惧怕，要出去传福音。
Because Jesus is sending us to the new Omega zones where there's no Christian people, no believers.
因为神要送，想把我们送到一个没有宣教士、没有信徒的地方，就是那些未处之名的地方。
And also that pray that God will provide different kind of, we have a different kind of project, sharing gospel and, you know, mercy ministry and many, many projects. Please pray that God will provide us abundantly and he will pour his mercy on us.
求神大大的来供应我们所有一切的所需，不论是在慈善，不论是在传福音，求神能够的降下赐下所有一切丰丰盛盛的物资资源来供应我们。
And we are so thank you and also we are open for you guys if someone if God will speak them to come to Kyrgyzstan, we are open to work together and stand together.
我们等各位有这个机会跟大家一起同工，再次为这个献上感恩，求神持续的敞开我们的心门，把这为我们预备。如果哪一天你们来吉尔吉斯，我们真的是能够一起重新来完成神给我们的使命。
That, yeah, we will pray that God will be a higher and higher in the mountains that all nations will hear about our God.
我们的深深的祷告，神的名被高高的被举起来在这个所有穆斯林的国家，在这些未处之民能够更看到神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is from our hearts. Please pray strongly, and we believe you, we trust you, and thank you for this time for me to share in this time to you that we can stand together. I'm so happy and thank you.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的是发出我们内心的感谢，谢谢你们常常为我们纪念，谢谢你让我能够在这里跟大家分享我们这边的情况再一次为这一切献上感恩。
And we love you with Father's love in heaven.
我们也非常的爱你是从在天父那里的爱让我们能够彼此相爱。
And my friend Fred, thank you so much for inviting. Thank you.
I'm done. 那今天我们邀请他来分享。Thank you very much. It's okay. I ask people if they have questions, they can have a Q&A.
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you very much. 我现在就是短短的时间，我们可以为他祷告之前，有没有弟兄姐妹有问题要问他，可以在这里为我们回答。
I have. This is Faith. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm Faith. And,
thank you. Good.
Yes. So brother, I would like to ask you, could you please introduce yourself? Are you a Kyrgyzstan local or you're from another country, to Kyrgyzstan to be a missionary? And, you're from another country.Go ahead.
贝子在问他说他从哪里冒出来的。Go ahead.
Yes, I am from Kyrgyzstan and I am local. I'm living in the capital city named Bishkek.
他是当地吉尔吉斯人。Go ahead.
Yes, and I came to God in 2003. Since that time,I am ministering to my God because when I asked from God, God, he saved my father and my family. He was alcoholic. So, and then I feel that strongly that God is a living God. And from that moment, I'm just serving and ministering to God. And I gave my life to God. And I'm worshiping. I'm a worship leader. Mm-hmm. And also I'm leading the organization too. And I'm singing in the seven languages that God gave me, the seven languages to me.
哇、wow. 我现在给他翻译 Let me do a translation, sorry、
okay.
他说、他是吉尔吉斯人，他是当地人、他住在比什凯克，但是在2003的时候、神拯救了他，也拯救了他的爸爸，他的爸爸是原来是酗酒的，但是神很奇妙的、就拯救了他，所以从那时候他就发现神是一个又真又活的真神，他就全身在服侍，他就把一生交给神，他也跟在机构的负责人，他会唱歌，他带敬拜，他也出 CD, 他会七种语言在敬拜，他是敬拜带领者，非常的厉害。OK, go ahead.
Yes, and I am also DTS leader in Kyrgyzstan and I'm leading and every year I'm training disciples and sending them out into the different Turkish languages, language groups. They're very small people, but they're different nations. Like, God is still creating different nations. That different nations is a beautiful of, beauty of God will sing in different languages in the heaven, I believe. And God is leading me with the Holy Spirit. And I'm also leading and yes, and I'm singing in different languages. And, yeah. So my father also, he opened the Holy Spirit organization. And as he was alcoholic before, right now he's leading, rehab center and he's working with other alcoholic people, in Kyrgyzstan.
Wow. What a meaningful. Let me do a translation. Sorry.
Okay.
他说他现在是负责一个机构负责人，他是青年使命团，他们叫做门徒训练，他们训练门徒，他们送门徒到其他附近的小国或者是其他这些未处之名，所以他们常常就在这山区在这乡下到处走动啊，要把福音传给这些不同的族裔的人，在吉尔吉斯应该有80几个族裔，他就是在这当中，然后他会讲他们不同的族裔的语言，他看到这些语言，这不同的族裔他们的语言各方面都非常的美这非常的好，所以他也就写很多诗歌用了他们的，在他们用他们的语言来敬拜他爸爸本来是那个酗酒的，他现在爸爸被神医治以后，信主以后，现在也跟他们一起敬拜，现在还开了一个那个治疗中心，就是为那些那个酗酒的能够那个疗养院所以他现在他爸爸也开了一个圣灵的学院能够帮助大家用圣灵来治疗所以就是他们在那里所做的事工。 Any other question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead first.
Peter first. Sorry.
Okay, Peter. Since the YWAM aligned up with the IHOP KC, so in your ministry, since you are the worship leader also, so do you have the prayer room and the worship over there also?
Not like an IHOP center, but this is, in the churches. So we have a big worship team from the different churches. And this is our plan and we are praying. And this is our dream for future that we want to build in the mountain. So for the, like IHOP center that all the churches can come and, by 2 hours, each like 2 hours that different churches can lead the worship, and we want to we want to sing like 24 hours a day. And this is our dream and this is our prayer. If you can, please include your prayer list and please pray for that.
Amen.
Let me do a translation. Sorry. 彼得问说，他们有像 IHOP 万国祷告殿这样的连结呢，是不是也在做那个祷告事工啊？那个 TJ 回答说，这是他的梦想，他虽然没有，但是他们现在几个不同的教会呢合在一起在那里祷告，但是这是他的梦想，他希望不久的将来或许里面也可以来帮忙，能够有各个不同的族裔都能够像那个的万国祷告殿 IHOP 一样，是两个小时一个祷告 set， 两个小时一个祷告轮班的去祷告啊，希望是24小时的香火不停的就在那里祷告啊，然后这个是他们希望就在山上啊这些不同的地方能够把这些不同的族裔啊不同的国家都能够聚集在未来，他们希望神在这里设立宝座，就在这里像 IHOP 一样，就在他们吉尔吉斯或者在这中亚那些山上的国家地方，在那里有万国祷告殿，在那里让中亚的国家能够在那里祷告。谢谢。
Thank you, praise the Lord. You are in my prayer.
Thank you so much, brother.
好，刚刚还有谁要问问题？我来。
According to the last prayer request, I have a question. So the brother and sister being sent. So what kind of support, spiritually and materially, including training, that have been provided to them for how long? That we can pray deep, and also that is an encouragement to our U.S. church.
Let me do a translation. 正经问到说他们的有什么培训啊，什么可以这样，Yeah, go ahead. T-Rex.
Yes. Could you repeat this question again, please?
Okay, there are three aspects. Number one, okay, the brother and sister being sent to the, what kind of training they have? What kind of
physical
support they have?
Okay,
and how long?
就这样就好，就这样就好。You want to ask what kind of training you have? Can you explain a little bit?
Okay.
So, okay, this is the brother and sister, not a pastor.
Thank you.
So yeah, we have a DTS that discipleship training school. And so we are teaching them 3 months, and it includes like 12 weeks. So each week we have a different theme in every week, like Father Heart of God, like character of God and nature of God, and about worship and about prayer and to hear the God's voice. and about mission, about worldviews, Christian worldview, and about teamwork. So this is like basic theme for the Christians that they can learn really fast in 3 months, and that can, and then we are learning like to hear God's voice and to hear the Holy Spirit and follow the Holy Spirit. So, and then we have a 2 month outreach. So we are training students to hear Holy Spirit and go to the people, visit them, and that they will share the gospel, or they will encourage them, or other words we can say like prophesying and encouraging them, and so giving some things that we want to show that God's generous, and so this kind of things. And amazingly that God is healing in this 2 month outreach. God is healing through the students who came to God only 1 year old, you know. And some people are amazed that they're only 1 year old, they're knowing God, but when they're praying and God is starting to heal people, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they're like hearing the voice from God, and then they are saying to the people the truth, and people's heart is opening for the gospel. And this is the miracles that happening. And you know, the Father, he's unlimited, and he can use everyone who wants to join him and who wants to obey him and follow him. So that's things we are teaching them and sending them out. And you know, we are like making short, like for Christian, like universities, you know, like 3 years, 4 years. And you can wait and wait and wait, but we want to make it short and send them out that they can practically, they can learn, and they can have a keep in touch with Father, hear his voice, and follow, and just make the step, you know, physically, just start to do the outreach, you know. And that kind of disciples we are training. After the DTS, some people are coming to the our Bible study. We have also SBS. This is like inductive Bible study for 9 months. Or we have short ones for 3 months that we are learning whole Bible chronologically, and also like observation and each books by time, like timeline, you know, Bible timeline. Okay. And after that, we have a worldview school that we are teaching them to see the world with God's eyes and to influence into the different spheres like government, business, family, religious sphere. This is the church, and like information, you know, and art. So this kind of like in, you know, seven spheres. So Jesus, he's in the center, and he's ascending us to all of the spheres. So that we are teaching them, training them, and sending them out.
Okay, I think that's good enough. Let me try to translate in summary.
Oh God, translation. Sorry.
Thank you very much. I'm also after this translation, I'll be heading out to airport. I cannot stay here for that long. So I'll ask Aaron to continue if people have a question. Or I think this is pretty much end of the Q&A. We can pray together. But I will do the final translation before I hand it over to Aaron. 登基问说他们有什么样的训练。他是这样的，他是青年使命团在这个整个中亚那个总负责人，所以他做了很多门徒的训练。他的门徒训练就是三个月的门徒训练，就住在那里，他住在山上啊，就住在哪个地方，他是也有营区，我去看过他的营区， 他们是十二个礼拜训练的这些有主题比如说是坚固的心啊敬拜啊祷告啊清晨的声音啊世界观啊就基本上这些基督徒应具备的然后怎么圣灵充满然后完了就是两个月去宣教这样是三个月上课然后两个月去宣教就到山区啊各个地方各个乡村啊去传福音啊去告诉他们去鼓励他们去为他们祝福为他们来祷告那就看这样是整个下来就看到很多神迹其实就看到有人病得医治啊然后很多不可能发生的就这样就发生了所以他们是用这种方式在带领人就是怎么听神的声音然后怎么去跟神同工怎么去顺服在神的带领然后这样的训练所以他们不是那种神学的训练要三年要四年那这个方式他们每一个人都经历到很多的神的大人听到神的是那么的真实会跟他们说话然后完了以后他们就开始做那个圣经课程的培训这样所以有 DBS 啊有 Worldview 啊有圣经课程就像那个DDNM 啊就是怎么样读圣经把神经的活化在怎么去观察怎么去读圣经怎么去祷告然后还有世界观怎么在世上也跟看这个从神的眼光看这整个七个山头七个领域那怎么到你基督徒的这个世界观是什么样的世界观所以这些都是一个很好我最近这次他没有来说我最近因为我们在那里有一些孤儿也有三个人要去他们那里跟他合作然后再接受装备训练所以他们是一个很好的一个训练是从TLEX 他们这个机构所以如果郑基其实问了说如果北美要去的话那除非你熟悉什么是青年使命团除非你熟悉什么叫 DTS Disciple DT Training School我们以前在纽泽西在东岸也有好几次我们有那个课程跟韩国人一起合作但是现在没有除非你熟悉这个要么你去那你没办法跟他合作你只能去参加他们的课程你准备预备要成为宣教师的就是要去三个月的时间去上课然后也两个月所以总共要五个月以上在那里跟他们一起合作当时跟我说他这样一个五个月下$600所以你要准备$600就在那里过五个月他跟他们一起吃跟他们一起住跟他们一起传福音跟他们一起走遍高山遍野到处有时候你去那些福音会处置你所以这些就是他当然有些他有说有些没有说因为我跟他很熟这样所以大概就这样那我就其他我就没有在我没有办法在这里在线上那如果还有继续他们有要问问题啊可能亚文传道你就帮忙接一下手啊谢谢
Okay brother I have a question this is the sister Mercy You just told us that your father can speak so many languages, and is his belief, is he believe God, I'm so sorry, my question is, he can speak so much languages, is it before he believes God or after? Are you there? I'm so sorry.
Yes, hi. So my father, he's working with alcoholic people in the open organization, Holy Spirit. But I am speaking in different languages, not him.
Oh, you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, okay, so you can speak so many languages before you start or after?
Yes, because I tried so many times to learn English in a courses. So, but I couldn't learn, and I didn't know why. But in the DTS, one speaker came to me in 2008, and he laid his hand, and he was praying for me, and then all of a sudden, he started prophesying, and he said, you know, God is taking you to the next step, and he saw that he gives you, or like, he said, like, he gives you a new language. This was my first time that I'm having a new language, and it was like importation, you know. He gave English language, and I was like, you know, I prayed so many times, and I looked at him, and then I said, how? I prayed so many times, but I can't. And he said, don't worry, because this is the Holy Spirit is working in you. And he said, not today, but after a while, you will start to understand the languages. And like you will start to speak, and like, you know, and like after some time, you know, like 2 or 3 months in my dream, I start to speak English. And all of a sudden, like in the middle of night, my wife, she was like waking me, like, and he said, like, she said, like, are you speaking English?
Oh,
and
I was like,
am I? You know? And it was like a miracle. And from that moment, and I start to talk with American people in my organization, and I start to learn very fast. And in the DTS, you know, we are going to the outreach to the different areas. And this is like other countries next to us. And I also start to learn those languages very fast, you know, as I'm, you know, this is like more like verbal.
Yes.
Yes. When
it's
I'm
so hard to learn so many languages in the same time, right?
Yeah, this is like, yeah, this is very hard. I think that's why I'm 100% this is from God. I believe that, you know.
Yes, I believe that.
I think so. That's the word of the Holy Spirit.
No,
yeah.
Oh, let me do the translation. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Thank you,
Lord. 刚刚 Mercy 姐妹问了一个问题，说，哎，刚刚好像 Jared 弟兄呢有提到他讲很会讲很多语言，是在信主前呢还是在信主后哈？那 Jared 弟兄呢，他也回答说，应该是在之后啊，他一直想要学英文，但是呢，他学了很久学不会，蛮难的。但是后面他去到那边的一个他们在YWAN 青年使命团在那边的一个圣灵训练学校哈。他遇到一个人，一个人，然后呢，按手在他的头上，然后发预言说，我们在天上的父，主耶稣他会赐给你的。我长话短说啊，那他后面就得到了，好像是在晚上的时候，好像晚上
太
了，然后他太太说，哎，这种会讲英文呢、啊。然后他就是这样子慢慢开始讲，然后也跟当地的这个美国人跟他机构的人呢开始来锻炼啊，学习英文啊，这样子。然后他后面发现说，哇，直到这个圣灵在他工作好像一打开之后呢，他以后学其他的语言就非常的快了。而且他也提到说，其实学语言其实也蛮多的途径，那他基本上学这个语言是这个 verbal 嘛，口语化的。所以我就其实这个也是我们很多弟兄姐妹的经验哈，经历哈，就是我们怎么样来服侍神，你就是要，如果想要服侍神，如果你有心要服侍神的话，神就会真的赐给你各方面的恩赐哈，不一定是按照我们在学校里面学的那种方式，就是神会很奇妙的开启你。那这个弟兄呢，他是蛮多的，是口语方面他学的是非常快的，我相信是刚刚 Mary 姐妹讲的说，这应该是神的工作。那这个弟兄也讲了说，这应该也是就是圣灵的工作。好。
I have two more questions.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
One is seven languages. What are the seven languages? The second is it possible, also, Brother Adrian, you can judge about the time, if you can sing a song for us, because you're the worship leader. That's my two. 要我翻译一下吗？我刚刚问他的是两个问题，他会七种语言，哪七种语言？第二个是，如果亚伦传道同意的话，能不能请他为我们唱一首诗歌，因为他是个敬拜的带领者，就是这两个。
Wow, I'm looking forward.
Go ahead, brother. Thank you.
Is that okay for you, Philip?
Yes. So, what I'm saying, like seven languages is like my language, Russian language, so English language. Uzbek language, Kazakh language, Altai language, and Uyghur language. So this is all seven.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And, I can sing. I have, my song that I wrote to God and also to my wife, when we engaged before our engagement, I said, I told her, invite her, and then, The first time she said no. So then I wrote a song. And after that, she she answered me. She said yes. So this is a worship song. And this is about like God's unlimited love. And the chorus is, when you are asking God for love, He will give this love to you and me. To you and me, you know. And I'm singing that, God, how your love is so deep. When I'm starting to think about this, my I am flying far. And how is your love that you are writing deep in my heart, that I know I don't need a book anymore, but your love is in my heart and I know them, and I'm singing from my heart to you, and I'm singing to the people, and I'm saying again, if you will ask this unlimited love, that only Jesus has this love. And if you ask Him for love, that He will give to you and me, to you and me. So this is, I will sing in Kyrgyz, okay?
Do you want me to translate the people before you sing?
Okay, okay. Okay,
got it. Thank you.
Are you translating?
No, we finished. You can.
Okay, no, you can.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Keksi suyu samadem, din önünün karadem, kömül borgan neçkin jol, geç verse tappadem. O keremet, keremet, asman güçtörü termeli, toluk suyu derende, coğurudan güç gele. Toluk suyu ise de, tapıp duaga bir kanın, derette kent surat sananı, sazada mağada. Toluk suyu ise de, tapıp duaga bir kanın, derette kent surat sananı, sazada mağada. Yeşil deniz tenir yollarım, tereng etken yürek noktorum, kançalık suyun çeksizden, alıska getir oylarım. O keremet keremet, asman güçtörü termelim, tonuk suyu beremde, yoğurudan güç gelin. Soluk suyu istada, tatıp duğa bir gana, deretteken sura sananı, sazada mazada. Soluk suyu istada, tatıp duğa bir gana, deretteken sura sananı, sazada mazada.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was amazing. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very lovely.
Thank you, Joanna. Thank you, 他带来这首歌曲叫做 Unlimited Love, 是一个 无限的爱 哈。 那他说我们怎么样可以有这种爱呢? 这种爱是从神来的, 我们求神的爱的时候, 神的爱就充满了我们。 感谢主这首歌非常的美好 哈。 那, 好不好? Mercy 姐妹和Faith姐妹, 好不好? 如果, 可不可以让一点点机会给其他的弟兄姐妹呢?
可以的,谢谢。好,谢谢。
如果其他弟兄姐妹不知道, 其他弟兄姐妹不知道有没有一些想要问的问题吗?
我可以建议一下吧, 如果大家有问题也可以在room chat直接发,就不会占用大家的时间。 当然我们每次都还是想知道他有没有什么prayer request。谢谢。
Okay, 我在想, 如果时间关系呢，我就如果大家没有的话 OK. Hey, brother, tell us. Do you have any prayer requests that we have blessing to pray for?
Yes. So, brothers and sisters, in my heart, you know, when I was praying, I saw a big picture from God. This is a vision that, that many springs, you know, many waters, flow down from the mountains and making a big river. And the river is going from the hell to the big, area, dry area. And it's like pouring with the, pure water to the dry area, and a dry area becoming a green. And also the fruit was giving like 12 times a year. And when I saw this dream, when I saw this vision, and this vision is like, as a fire in my heart, and I want to see that the discipleship training school is that we can multiply in Kyrgyzstan in different regions in Kyrgyzstan, and we want to multiply in Central Asia. And brothers and sisters, please pray for us. Pray for the new workers. Pray for the new buildings that we want to build, and we are praying. We don't have we have nothing, but we are praying and we are trusting God. And maybe the God will invite some people to come to Kyrgyzstan and stand with us, you know, and just be open. And we are also open if someone wants to come. And and please pray for the new buildings that we can open, that 24 hours the workers can make discipleship and train others and send them out, as in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, you know, we have to disciple the faithful workers who can teach others. This is my heart, brothers and sisters. Please pray for that. And if you want to keep in touch, you know, you can ask my friend, Fred. I have all contact. And if you have another questions, just, you can ask and email me. And that's it. So now we have, I have, with my classmates together in the mountains, we have the 20th university, that I finished 20 years ago, my school in the village, and we are celebrating together with unbelievers. So, me and my wife, we are now influencing them, singing and just, you know, having time together with them. And we're trying to have a relationship, you know, building a relationship. In a Muslim country, you cannot speak straightly about Jesus, but you are building a relationship, and right now we are working with that. And so please pray for us too, that God's Spirit will move in us and will touch those hearts. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Let me just do the translator, and we will pray together for you, Brother Philip. Okay? Give me 1 second. 刚刚我们的 Philip 弟兄呢，他也分享到提到他的一个神给他的一个意象，就是那个瀑布啊，从那个山上不断的流下来，汇成一个大河大海一样这种哈。那他有这样的意象，然后他相信是神把这个意象一直赐给他的。那他现在是那个 YWAN 青年使命团在吉尔吉斯斯坦那边中心的一个总负责人嘛，他主要是做那个门徒训练的一个中心，所以呢他也祈求神能够让他们的这个门徒训练可以不断的增值，能够遍及中亚地区。那他们也需要更多的同工可以来加入，求神也帮助他们能够建立一个这样的一个建筑哈，一个建筑可以让更多人可以来参与，可以来受到培训哈。他说我们现在什么都没有，但是呢我们相信祷告，我们相信神会让他的工人加入我们，也欢迎大家如果有时间可以来看一看哈，一起来同工。 他特别提到这个提摩太后书二章二节说到你在许多见证人面前听到我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。所以他一直呢持守神给他这一个门徒培训的这样的一个意向。所以请大家为他们祷告希望他们有更多的新的同工，以及这个建筑可以建成，这个中心可以建成。那这是第一件事。第二件事情是我就传话板说那他有毕业的一个学校，大概可能20年了，那他目前要被受邀要参加他们一个聚会，那他是想说可能会跟他们一起见面啊，聚会啊，然后也保持关系甚至可能神以后会开一个福音的门呢，说不定。但是我们祷告神说让这件事情能够成为一个美好的桥梁。好，这件两件事情弟兄姐妹好不好，那我们一起打开我们的麦克风，特别为刚刚的这两件事情我们一起来为他祷告。第一个是他的意向，门徒训练的中心的建立同工增值。第二个方面是他的这个聚会，也求神使用这个聚会让他成为主的见证人。好吧，我们一起打开麦克风，我们一起来为他